Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Sadi Zayin. We are on the top of page Reish Samach Beis, which is the page following 522. Siman Shin Sadi Zayin is Din Shvisas HaYochid V'Kelov. It's the halacha of where a yochid and his vessel start off Shabbos, where they have their shvisa, umahalech alpayim amo, and the 2,000 amos that a person can walk. So the Mechaber says of Aleph, kol odom yeshlo alpayim amo lekol ruach. Every person has, for his tchum, he has 2,000 amos in all directions, chutz me arba amosov, besides the 4 amos that he's in now, o mehamokom sheshovas bo. Or in the place where he started off Shabbos, like we discussed yesterday, if you start off Shabbos in an outside area, so you have 4 amos. According to one shita, you have really 8 by 8, that's the 4 amos. But if you are inside a building, you're inside a city, so then you have from the entire area, from outside the city, you would have 2,000 amos in all directions. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph, Alpayim Amo. V'hu takonas chachomim, this is a takona of the chachomim. Demira Torah mutter lahalich ad yud beis mil. Midaraisa, you are allowed to walk on Shabbos in each direction 12 mil. The Rabbanan said only to walk 2,000 amos. Kishir machane Yisrael bamidbar. And this Yud Beis Mil that you're allowed to walk daraisa is the measurement of the encampment of Klal Yisrael in the desert. Shech Ziko Yud Beis Mil. The area of Klal Yisrael's encampment took up 12 mil. Ubioser mize aser. To walk further than Yud Beis Mil will be aser daraisa. Ukediksiv, like the pasuk says, al yetze ish mimikomo, no man shall leave his place. Vahay mimikomo koyal amachana. This mikomo is referring to the machana. Don't walk outside the machana. Don't walk beyond 12 mil. Vaharbe poskim cholkim vaomrim. Many poskim argue and they hold, digam chutz lo Yud Beis Mil eino asa min atayra. They say that even Yud Beis Mil is not going to be an Issa Daraisa, that's also the Rabbanon. Vahai al Yetze. And this pasuk that we just brought down of al Yetze ish mimikomo, eino ela ashora le'inyan hotzos kelim rishus l'rishus. It's not referring to walking, it's actually referring to carrying, not to carry from rishus to rishus. So we have here a machlokas that comes up many times, whether the walking of Yud Beis Mil is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabonon. But again, the Mechaber is telling us that mid Darabonon, for sure, one cannot walk more than 2,000 amos. Sivkotan Beis. Person, we said in the Mechaber, has 2,000 amos outside of his 4 amos. De mikomo shel odom b'chol mokom sheshovesu 4 amos kedel el. Like we discussed yesterday, the place of a person is always going to be 4 amos. Umishom yesho alpayim l'kol ruach. And from that dalet amos, a machlokas yesterday, how we determine that exactly. But from that dalet amos, you then have 2,000 amos in all directions. Nimtza diyocho lahalech me'amidas raglov. It turns out that a person is able to walk from where he is standing, alpayim v'arba amos. He can really walk 2,004 amos. So that is the amount a person can walk, 2,004 amos, sivkotan gimel. The Mechaber said, so you have the 2,000 amos beyond your 4 amos, or mehamokom sheshovas bo. Pirish, deim shovas bemokom mukav mechitzos, like we discussed last night. If you started off Shabbos in an area that was surrounded by walls, choshev kulo ka'arba amos, that whole enclosure is considered like 4 amos, v'yeshlo alpayim seviv amokom ahu, and you have 2,000 amos in all directions beyond that enclosure. Says the Mechaber Siv Beis, Kodash Olav Hayom Bebika. If Shabbos started and a person was outside in a bika, in a big open area, Ve'eno Yodea Tchum Shabbos, he does not know where the Tchum ends. He's in a random place, and he does not know where the 2,000 amos end. So the Eitzah is Mahalech Alpayim Psios Beinonios. So that person is allowed to walk 2,000 average size steps, Shehim Tchum Shabbos, and that will be the Tchum Shabbos. So if you don't know where the 2,000 amos ends and where the tchum is, so you can walk 2,000 average size steps and assume that you're then reaching the edge of the tchum. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalet, Mahalech Alpayim, you could walk 2,000 amos, Levad Ha'arba Amos, like we just mentioned, that's obviously besides the 4 amos that you have, so you have 2,004 amos. Sivkotan Hey, Psios Beinonios, you take average steps, Hainu Chatzi Amo Mikom Matzav HaRegel. Half of an amma is the place where a person's foot stands. V'chatzi amah hu bein regel or regel b'psia. And the other half of amma is going to be between the 2 feet as you're taking your step, which is beinunis. You're taking an average step. You have a half an amma between you, you have between your legs, and you have a foot that's going to be a half an amma. So together, by taking 2,000 steps, you're really going 2,000 amos. Umarish utzorech lalechas la'iza tzorech Shabbos. We're talking about a case where you need to walk for a need of Shabbos. Umikri medida shel mitzvah deshari. And therefore, even though you're really measuring on Shabbos, which is not really allowed, but a medida shel mitzvah is mutter, so if you're going to do a Shabbos need or any other mitzvah, so this measurement of your feet would be permissible, because that would be a medida shel mitzvah, like we learned earlier in Simen Shin Vav Sif Zayin. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Gimel, Kishem she'ein odom rashai lahalech b'Shabbos u'biyom tov ela alpayim amal ko ruach. The same way that a person is not allowed to walk on Shabbos or Yontif beyond 2,000 amos in each direction, kach kelev ubehemto ein yochol shum odom lolichom chutz la'alpayim amos shel ba'aleihem. So too the vessels of a person or the animals of a person, no one is allowed to bring them beyond the tchum, beyond 2,000 amos from the owner. So if the owner of the animal, the owner of the kelim, has his shvisa in one place, he has 2,000 amos from there, although someone who has maybe a shvisa somewhere else is taking the kelim or the animal and the kelim are bound by the tchum of the owner. So even if someone else is moving them, the Mechaber is telling us he's limited to moving them 2,000 amos from the area of the owner. Vim ervu ba'aleim l'ruach achas. And if the owners of this item made an Erev in one direction, Ein shum odem yochol l'holicham l'ruach acheres, then no person is allowed to take these kelim or these animals to the other direction. Afilu psia achas b'mokom she'ein abaylam yicholim leilich. You can't take them even one step in the opposite direction where the baylam can't go. So again, we're going to get into the exact details of the Erev Tchumen, but if you have an Erev that goes in a certain direction and that limits you from walking the other way, so then even your Kalim and your animals are bound by that, and another person who walking the other way would be in his Tchum, again, still can't carry the animals or the Kalim because they are bound by the Tchum of the owner. The Ramah says, V'ayin la'el sov simen shinhei, in mutter limsor behema le'enu Yehudi. We discussed earlier if a person is allowed to give over his animal to a goy, b'mokum sheyesh locho sheyotzi'eno chutz la'tchum. If there's a concern that by giving the animal to the goy is going to take the animal outside of your tchum, so that's a discussion if you're allowed to give that animal over to the goy. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Vav, the same way the person is bound by his tchum, so too his kelim and his animals are bound by his tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, de b'mokom sha'odam kone sham shvisaso, the place where a person is kone shvisa, he acquires his location for Shabbos, konim sham kelim ubahamos, kelov ubahamosav de nigrorim achrav. That's where his kelim are kone shvisa, that's also where his animals are kone shvisa, because they are dragged after the owner. So wherever the owner is allowed to travel on Shabbos or Yontif, that's where his kelim or his animals are allowed to be brought as well. Sivkatan zayin kelov, v'hu adin peirosov, v'chol dover hashayichlo. It's not limited to the kelim and to the animals, it's also his fruit or anything else that's shayach to the owner, it's all bound by his tchum. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to address the following point. What are we talking about over here? Moving items outside the tchum you can't carry. Why are we addressing the Isra of Hotza'ah? Forget the Tchum. So Zakta Mishabura Mairi Biyomto. We're discussing Yantif. Delays Bei Mishum Isra Hotza'ah. On Yantif, there is no Isra in general of Hotza'ah. Ki'im Mishum Tchumen. But rather, there's only an Isra on Yantif of Tchumen. De Bishabbos Halo Osir Lohotzi Yichutz La'arba Amos. On Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to carry these items for Amos. More than 4 amos. So if we're discussing carrying a 2,000 amos by the person's tchum, we're obviously discussing yantif, where there's no iser hotzah, there's only an iser tchum. And that's pshat number one. Inami, another pshat. Mari b'malbu shalove sha'odnam alov. We're talking about kelim, we're talking about garments that a person is wearing. The bazel leka mishum hotzah, there will be no iser of carrying if you're wearing a garment the normal way that you wear it. Ki'im mishum iser tchumen, but there would still be an iser of taking the garments outside of the tchum of the owner. The hamalbush nigrar achar bailav. Because the garment as well is dragged after the owner, and that would be a second case where we would avoid the Isra of Hotzah on Shabbos, and we'd only have the Isra of Tchumen even on Shabbos. Sivkaton Ches, Ein Yochel Shum Adam, Afilu Haya Beso Tchumo Shel Hamolich. Even if the person who is taking out your item is taking it within the area that he's allowed to go, it doesn't help because it has to go by the tchum of the person who owns the item. This is going on the Ramah that says, look earlier in Shin Hei where we discuss if it's mutter to give an animal to a guy in a situation where there's a concern, he might bring it outside the tchum. There we said you are allowed to give an animal to a guy, even though it's a possibility that he's going to bring the animal outside of your tchum. The ayin shav mishabura, the eish machmir, and look over there in the mishabura where he says there are those who are machmir, the ha'olam nohagim heter. But the minhag olam is to be matir, to give animals to a guy, even though the guy might take it outside the tchum. Achein, however, letzavoso shiolichenu chus latchum aser. But for sure, to command the guy to take your animals outside the tchum, that is for sure not allowed. Sif dalin, hamoser behemto livno. One who gives his animal over to his son, harehi kiragle ha'av. So the animal that the son is now watching follows the rules of the tchum of the father and not of the son. Says the Mishaburu Sif Katan Yud, Velo Kiragle Haben Hamalicham. The animal follows the tchum of the father and not the tchum of the son who is leading the animal now. Lefisha Derech Bnei Adam Lahafkid Kaleim Biyad Bneim. It is the way of a person to give over their kalim or their animals in the hands of their children. Ve'ein Kavanosam Limsor Birshusam. They don't mean to actually give it over to them that it's now theirs, that it'll bound by their tchum. They're just giving it over to them to watch. Ulefisa, according to this, Afilu Masar Lomi Er Shabbos. Even if the father gives the animal over to his son before Shabbos, Nami Dina Hachi, it's still going to follow the same din, that the animal is going to follow the tchum of the father. He's not really giving it to his son fully for a shmira. He's just giving it to him temporarily. The Harbe Chok about Psaka Mechaber, but many argue on this Psaka the Mechaber, Usvirulu and the other poskim hold, did Benolo Adif Me'acher, that a son is no better than anyone else. Ulahachi, and therefore, imhu ragil tamid lemasar libno lerauso. If a person normally gives his animal over to his son to shepherd his animals, so dino kumo misara leroa, it's going to have the same din that we'll discuss tomorrow, when you give your animal over to a shepherd, besiv hey. Da'afilu misara lo b'shabbos gufa, even if you give the animal over to the shepherd that you normally give it to, you give it to him on Shabbos, hareu kiraglov, then the animal will follow the feet of the shepherd. So many argue and say a son will be the same thing. The Mechaber says the father gives the animal over to his son, it follows the tchum of the father. But we see in the next halacha that if you give the animal over to a shepherd, it follows the tchum of the shepherd. So many say that if he gives it over normally to his son, it's no different than a shepherd. It would follow, in fact, the tchum of the son. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem with Sif Hei tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.